Lucky Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
If you happen to have missed any of the last two episodes, let me bring you up to speed. The ferry is now docked in Ardrossan on relief call-up. The captain has found a way of passing the boredom by standing for local council in a by-election, brought on by the passing of Councillor Swick. Scotty is his election agent, Crawford his campaign manager, and Maggie his press agent. Dick is bringing up the rear. His application has been successful, and he has called a meeting to talk about the campaign.
Now, I've called this meeting to talk about the campaign. What have we got?
The first thing we need today is to get a campaign slogan. Something that sums up what you're about.
Right. Thinking caps on, we need a slogan.
I know. How about Barra is best?
What on earth would we want with our own slogan? We're nowhere near Barra. Those folk didn't even ken where Barra is. They think it's something to carry dung in.
I wish you wouldn't use that word dung.
Maggie, it's taken us 3 years to get him to say dung. No, Scotty is right. We need something more localised.
How about Hoodies Are Our Future?
Our McNelson's no forward and going backward.
Our Drossan needs addressing.
Dick, I think you may have something there. Let's see, our Drossan needs addressing down. Now we need something to rhyme with that.
Our Drossan needs a dressing down, so all come out and vote for this clown.
I was thinking of something a bit more sympathetic. Our Drossan needs a dressing down, and the man to do it's here in town. Vote McNelson, there you are. Write that down, Crawford. Dick, make a note to get posters out with that slogan on it and a photo of me.
Shall I use that photo of you in the bikini?
No, Dick, just a photo of my face will do. Now, Maggie, what about the press?
Well, I've got hold of the reporter from the Ardrossan Weekly Rag, and he's coming along tomorrow with his photographer.
Jinx, he must think it worth it bringing a snapper with him.
I've also been in touch with the local community paper. It's called A Load of Ardrossan, and they're also sending a reporter. Their photographer is off doing the Ardrossan version of Crufts. I think that's what he meant. He said the man with the camera was off to the dugs.
I speak Ardrossan ease. That means he's going to the greyhound racing.
Thanks, Crawford. Thank goodness we have an interpreter. Anything else, Maggie?
Well, there's also the local radio station. They only broadcast 2 hours a day, but then they repeat those two programmes for the other 22 hours. One of the presenters said he'd come along with his dictaphone.
Oh, I wonder if I know him. Captain, I might know him if his name is Dick.
No, Dick. Maggie said he's bringing his dictaphone. A dictaphone is a recording machine that plays back what you say.
A recording machine that plays back what you say?
Yes, Dick. Maybe you'll know him. All right, then. We have to gather forces tonight and discuss our battle plan. Maybe a little extra sherry with the hot chocolate.
And so the team get together that night and go over their campaign. Maggie is determined that the reporters will get a good story from the captain, and she is regaling him with sayings from her old grandmother in Barra, which hopefully he will ignore. So let's go over to the ship where Maggie is getting set for the press conference.
No, Captain. There's only one reporter turned up for the press conference, and he's next door.
Not so much a conference as a tea party. What happened to the other two?
Oh, they had to cover the local Buckfast tasting at the corner wine shop.
It was very kind of this one to turn up then.
Oh, no bother. You see, he doesn't drink. Anyway, let me have a look at you. Oh, you look very handsome. I'd vote for you.
You don't think the pink velour suits too much, do you?
Oh, no, no, no. You want to stand out in a crowd. Now, just get through there and knock them dead. Or him, at least. Captain Horatio McNelson, let me introduce you to Richard Hart from the Ardrossan Weekly Rag.
Very nice to meet you, Richard.
And you, Captain. Please call me Dickie.
Dickie Hart? Oh, you must call me Horatio.
A cup of tea, Mr. Hart. Maybe a little bit of crumpet.
Any time, my dear. 4 sugars and no milk, thanks. Now, Horatio, can you tell me what on earth has made you stand for election as councillor in Ardrossan?
One thinks it's about time this glorious township had someone to look up to. Someone who knows a good bargain when one sees one. And also one who would be able to get out on the streets and take the young people by surprise. Especially the young men. They're the backbone of this country. And one feels as a backbone, they should be as erect as they possibly can be. proud to belong to this glorious township of Ardrossan, the Riviera of the west coast of Scotland.
So, Horatio, what would you say to our young hoodies who go around terrorising the old folk of the town?
One would probably lay oneself open to them and hope they would see just what one has to offer.
What will you do for the elderly and infirm who need heat and comfort during the winter?
One has a strategy for that problem. Indeed, one does. One would open the town hall every day between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for them to congregate and huddle up to each other to keep warm. Then they could all go home at 6 p.m. and go to bed, together if they liked, and that would certainly cut down on the heating costs and wouldn't really cost the township any money, as one would just open the doors of the town hall and let them get on with it.
But what about the question of food?
Well, they could bring their own. There would be no problem with that. If not, then there's a 24-hour shop near the town hall, one believes. They could walk down there. A brisk walk would do them the power of good.
What about the alleged corruption amongst the council? How would you deal with that?
Well, of course, one would have to get one's feet under the table, but one assumes that when one does, one will be included in any backhanders, etc.
Now, there is the question of the new supermarket that they want to open in the town. Do you think it will have an adverse impact on the small traders who have been in the town for many years?
Oh, they've probably had the time, haven't they? No, one sees nothing wrong with a large supermarket opening its doors and making some competition for the small shops.
But they'll probably put them out of business.
Well, they shouldn't charge as much, should they?
Finally, can I ask you what you are going to be doing about the unemployment in the area?
Again, one has a wonderful plan for bringing down the unemployment figures in Ardrossan. Yes, one should ship them all out to one of the islands, such as Skye or the Western Isles. They'd never notice, and the figures would plummet here.
But wouldn't they find that hard to come to terms with?
Oh no, we'll ship out a couple of 100 crates of Buckfast with them and all will be well.
Well, Horatio, thank you very much for your time and I hope your campaign takes off.
Oh, and thank you for coming along today, and I look forward to reading the write-up in the paper.
Oh, you're leaving already and you haven't had a taste of my cinnamon twists. They're really unusual in that there's no cinnamon in them, but I've replaced it with a little paprika.
I'm sorry, but I do have to get this back to the printers today in order that he can knock the printing blocks up for next week. A pleasure meeting you, my dear.
Well, how did it go?
Oh, I think it went okay. We'll just have to wait and see what it looks like in print.
The captain's campaign appears to be very right of the left of the middle. In fact, so far right that he might just topple over if there is a breeze. Scotty and Crawford have called at his cabin to talk over the following day's walkabout in the town. They catch the captain giving Dick a good thrashing at submarines.
Yes, Scotty Crawford, what can I do for you?
We're here to talk about the morrow's walkabout.
Aye, we were thinking you could start at the harbour and then walk up to the railway station and then back down to the harbour again. You could take in the main street and catch the workers coming back through the brew.
Dick, did you get those white gloves I asked for?
Yes, Captain. They're ironed and at the bottom of your bed.
Good. No use taking risks of catching anything.
You can. You'll have to kiss bairns and that.
By bairns, do you mean children?
Aye, of course.
Oh, sorry, I can't do that. I never had the measles, so don't want to risk catching that. I'll tell you what, Crawford, you can come along and kiss them instead of me.
I will. I'd rather kiss them than you.
Right. So anything else I should be aware of?
Nah, nothing. Remember to wear old clothes, though, just in case you get pelted with eggs.
Don't be silly. Who would want to pelt me with eggs? I'll see you both tomorrow morning.
Aye, I'll see you in the morning, then.
Aye, about 7:30.
That'll do. Oh, and remember to bring the eggs.
The captain seems to be taking this all very seriously. You don't honestly think he may have a chance of winning the election, do you? We'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, will Scotty and Crawford get away with pelting the captain? Will Dick sink the captain's torpedo? Will the Liberal Democrats ever recover? Some of these questions will be answered next week, same time, same channel, on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
Been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.